Hello and welcome to the Observatory Science Centre podcasts from Hurstmann Zoo. In this episode, we're going to meet Verity Stannard. Verity plays an active role in taking science into school and engaging with young minds. As well as science, Verity tells us of her other great interests, including the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme, as well as her own photography. Enjoy listening.
Hello, my name's Verity and I've got a couple of roles here. One is I'm the outreach coordinator, which means I get to take some of our fabulous things out to schools and watch children playing with them. It's just so much fun. And also I'm a general assistant in between. I've been coming to the observatory probably pretty much since it opened as a science centre. I used to bring my kids, they're now grown up, used to bring them and we used to have so much fun. They used to have so much fun and it was a great place for me to just sit in the sunshine and watch them enjoying themselves and maybe throw in the odd explanation. So when I applied for the job here, it was handy to have an interest in sciences already. I can remember being asked about how much I knew about astronomy, which was almost nothing really, but I had an interest. Yeah, doing telescope tours here and science shows and all sorts, it's just so much fun. Where else can you get paid to fire rockets, really? I came to this from a very high stress job that ate up my whole life inside and out of work, really, and just wanted to make a move to something different. I'd never worked in the tourist industry at all, so it was very different in some ways. Engaging with people in so many different ways that they might want to just come here just for a lovely day and just have a nice chat, or they might be really interested and want to learn lots. People come for so many different reasons. But the great thing is that at the end of the day, I could just go home and I have an interest in so many other things and I could just go and study or go out or whatever I wanted to do, and I had my work-life balance back again. It's great. When you work here, people ask you all sorts of interesting questions. Now, I already had an interest in science, so I used to enjoy that side of it, but I found on the astronomy side there was so much I couldn't really answer and kept having to refer people to someone else. And you can't work here for long with those amazing telescopes and all the other artifacts with an interest in science and not want to know so much more about what went on and how and why. So I did a course here and then it sparked my interest, and I've gone off and studied elsewhere, so my astronomy knowledge has ballooned, but I love it and I love being able to answer people's questions if they're questions from a child. Sometimes they ask the most difficult questions because they don't know what the limits to our knowledge are, but it's nice to be able to have enough knowledge to be able to word something in a way a child can understand, or be able to talk to an adult who's already got an interest in astronomy and word something that's interesting to them as well. So yeah, I've really enjoyed that side. In the show tent, we've got an enormous fiberglass astronaut. I can't remember where it came from, and it's taller than an ordinary person, probably, I don't know, 10 foot, something like that. Well, in one of our shows, we fire an air rocket across the tent. And of course, one of my friends managed to hit the astronaut on the head, which then became a little bit of a competition to see how well we could do. I've never managed to do it. My aim is hopeless, even with something like that. Yeah, that's why we'll never be firing towards the audience. Our science shows are a lot of fun, but I have to say the rehearsals and learning to do some of the demonstrations don't always go according to plan. So we've got one where we talk about Newton's laws and friction so often we do that thing about pulling the tablecloth out from underneath the china. Well, yeah, somebody said to me once, how often have all the cups and saucers fallen on the floor? So yeah, my response was never in public, which is a true story. Another time was, you know that thing you can do where you swing a bucket of water round and round and the water obviously stays in the bucket? Well, one of our maintenance guys built us a frame on string so you can put a glass of water on a kind of a surface and swing it around by the strings, and the glass of water doesn't fall off, and you can demonstrate afterwards that you can take the glass off and, you know, have a drink of water from it, whatever. Well, of course, fortunately it's not a real glass, because in rehearsals I didn't get it right the first time. But the genius thing was that when it went flying, it hit the sign that said caution, wet floor. We have various jobs here when we're opening up. We might have to go around and unlock, we might have to clean the loos, we might have to switch on the exhibits. That is the best job, because you have to test everything and they're all so much fun. One of my favourite things is the vacuum lift. Now, that's a chair that you sit on and it's suspended so it can go up and down. And the other end of the rope or whatever it is attached to a piston in a cylinder, and a vacuum cleaner just sucks the air out of that cylinder and the chair just goes up and down. It's so much fun. There's always a queue there when we're open to the public. And yeah, I don't know if people naturally learn much science from it, but when we have a queue of children, we can always talk to them about the science while they're waiting, so they learn some anyway. But it's just fun and it's a great thing to test. Lots of our other things are. A great moment here was a school trip who came, and one of the children apparently had heard that they were coming to Hurstman Zoo and had got very excited about going to Hurstman Zoo. And when they got here, they were really disappointed to find that there were no animals in this zoo, but they soon realised that actually it was quite a fun place to be, and so that was okay. But yeah, a great moment. I've always had an interest in photography, so getting interested in astronomy has meant that obviously I've wanted to put cameras to the eyepieces of telescopes and go from there with astro imaging. So yeah, I do have some very late nights. With lockdown and being closed at the observatory, in many ways that's so sad, but it has allowed me to turn a bit nocturnal whenever the sky is clear at night. When I'm not doing that, I love climbing. I took that up not so long ago. I was far too old to take up climbing, really, but it's just fun. And I've got in with a group of lovely women who also enjoy climbing, most of whom are not spring chickens either. So it's great. We just climb together and enjoy ourselves. So yeah, it's great to be able to get out and do all sorts. I love windmills, always have loved windmills, so I go and volunteer at the local windmill now. Also, I'm a Duke of Edinburgh Award leader. A lot of what we do with the expeditions has obviously had to go on hold with the pandemic, but we've been able to do one or two practice walks and things, and it's just so much fun, and it's great to have the time now in this job to be able to feel that I can do that properly. It's so much fun going out on expeditions and seeing young people develop into really smashing characters. At the beginning of lockdown, really, I was actually quite happy to have more time to myself. Obviously not happy about what was going on, but to be able to stay up late and do imaging of night sky objects whenever I wanted to, and to have as much time as I wanted to read and study, and it was all just lovely for me in those circumstances. But as it's worn on and we've had times when we've been able to get back to a little bit of normality but not quite, and then lockdown again and so on and so on, it's become a bit more wearing, I have to say. I just miss other people so much. I miss climbing with people. I miss being at the windmill and being with friends who are like-minded and explaining how the windmill works and so on to anybody who will stand still long enough to listen, because I just love it so much. And yeah, I've missed all of that. And I have to say, with the prospect of getting back to things now, it hasn't come a moment too soon for me. I'm really looking forward to coming out of lockdown and being able to get on with life again. What I'm most looking forward to, I think, is being able to meet in bigger groups and be able to stay overnight away, go camping, whatever, and just have some fun with other people. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. If you ever get a chance, do come to the observatory and enjoy some of these great fun things that I've told you about.
Thank you for listening to our podcast with Verity. If you'd like to find out more about the Observatory Science Centre, then head to our website, www.the-observatory.org. Till next time.